And joining us for Iowa is Laura Gillespie and AJ Foster. Come on out, guys. Representing the state of Iowa.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hello.
Glad you guys are here. All right, let's go right to this. All right, you ready? It's also behind you if you need a bigger version.
You're first.
All right, with Iowa, in our last primary, we had some issues with the scanners that scanned the ID. The network went down, and so in some counties, they were checking IDs and looking up the voter rolls, but in some precincts, they didn't even bother looking at the IDs, which brings up the question of how do you know you know this voter is eligible to vote or not? Also, during the outage, there were technicians going around from poll book to poll book, sticking in thumb drives to update the voter rolls. With our redistricting, which was finalized in February or in November of last year, the Secretary of State still hadn't updated all the voter rolls to match the new districts until after the primaries.
So during the primary at 9:30 in the morning, during the voting, they went in one county, they went to all the precincts and replaced the thumb drives in the poll books. And also in July of this year, our voter rolls still were not updated. This is after the primary. They still were not updated. So some voters were showing in their old district. So we're not sure how the votes were counted.
Wow. How about this third one? 33 counties with voter registration greater than 90% of the 2020 census.
Iowans like to turn out.
And we have three counties that are over 100%, and our voter rolls are very inflated.
Okay, the fourth one, hands tied due to federal laws and don't want you to disenfranchise voters.
Yes, so Iowa is considered first in the nation with our caucuses, and so that gives us a sense of significance that we wouldn't otherwise get with our six electoral votes. So if we weren't first in the nation, we're not sure that, you know, how many candidates would actually campaign in the state. And so there's a lot of pushback from the voters and from our GOP and our elected officials to not rock the boat, don't want to disenfranchise the voters or depress the vote, as opposed to having a fair election.
Tell me about one or two of these roadblocks.
The roadblocks, basically, it boils down to we want to get rid of the machines, and none of the elected officials will listen to that. And one of our team's discussion with his county auditor, it kind of came out that the way the auditors look at their role, they work for the Secretary of State, when actually they're elected officials, which means they work for the voters in their county. Mm-hmm. So that misplaced priority, they will ignore their own common sense or what have you. And, well, the Secretary of State says, we got to do this, we got to do that. Also, what's not known, I mean, if you're wondering why all 50 states seem to be in lockstep about some of the issues with election integrity, there's a National Association of Secretaries of State, and at the time, our Secretary of State was president of that association. They had a meeting, a conference in Iowa last year, and part of it was the 48 of them agreed that they needed tougher legislation. They needed to work on their legislators to take any purview of audits out of the hands of the people, and only the Secretary of State's department would be responsible for that.
Lori, can you tell me about this one here? Court struck down the Iowa law your legislature passed it, you're kidding me. And the court struck down the law requiring signature verification on absentee ballots.
Yes, our voter rolls and our voting system and all of our laws are primed for corruption. They absolutely are. And we don't get help from our legislators. They all, even prior to January 6th, they all were, let's move on from this. We want to just work with President Biden. That's our federal legislators in Iowa all said that.
And you're using Eric in Iowa.
We're using Eric just recently.
Just recently,
the last few years, they got Eric. And then, just real quick, our GOP in the state also is not helping us. The upper echelon of the Republican Party just want to keep things quiet and move on.
Tell me about one victory.
So at the state convention, we passed on our platform, we passed a legislative priority by 51%. That states, I want to be able to read it. So it, supporting the efforts of the various states, that basically the swing states involved in ongoing legal challenges seeking ultimately to decertify the 2020 presidential election. Basically, we voted at our state convention by 51% that we want to support other states. Since our state legislators did not step up in support of any of the election integrity or any of the investigations, as a party, we barely passed it, and that's a huge victory.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Representing Iowa.